Yeshua followed. Okay. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Kol Be'isha Erva. That we normally assume the singing voice of a woman is an Erva. Shanema Ki Kolech Orev Umarech Nove. So, what does this mean? So, the Rush, on page 22, says, Amar Shmuel Kol Be'isha Erva Shanema Ki Orev Perish L'Shmoa V'lo L'Indian Kriyashma. So, page 2. What did I say? Page 2. So the Rosh says something very interesting. Mean Lishmoa, mean you're not allowed to listen to Kol Isha. Pashas means a singing voice of a woman. That doesn't mean her speaking voice, a singing voice. Below the Indian Kriyashma. So how do you understand that?
Not just Kriyashma.
Oh, so that's what you're saying. Not just Kriyashma. Not just Kriyashma. It means all the time. That's how you're learning.
And say it's Mukhar by Kriyashma.
The other possibility is to say no. That it's Mukhar by Kriyashma. How could that be? It makes no sense. And it's us the whole time. Oh. So let's see what the... So let's see... In the Madonna Yontif. On page 2. Perish l'shmol v'lol in kriyashma ki l'ksafti l'el v'yikivu b'kriyashma l'famim Kedesha lo yovo. So he's saying, the kilu b'kriyashma. Kol she'enu tefach magul b'ish ha'kilu, ki she'enu yochol yizav lo, he shamed mimir giloi v'yavol u de'bitol kriyashma. So he's saying, no, the low lane in kriyashma means that we're going to be makel in kriyashma. Why? Because the word being that there was a lot of women singing all over the place, and if we're going to tell you you can't say Kriyashma, then you're going to bavatal Kriyashma. So he's saying lowly Indian Kriyashma, that Pashtus means that the Kriyashma you can be make of. What?
If you live next to the opera house,
right?
You just
always put your
fingers in your ears.
What are
they singing in the back
in the ladies section? They sing. Now let's look in the Rabbeinu Yonah, page 3. Yeah, it goes like this. Cover Rabbeinu Yonah, the Holy Shift from here. And again, it's the Kol Be'isha Erva. So he says, no. You shouldn't say Kriyashma when someone's singing. So it's in your what? In Kriyashma. And Lachora, then who had in everything else as well. But even in Kriyashma. So the Pasha says the Machlokis, see, this is counterintuitive. Because you might think it's also the rest of the time certainly also by Kriyashma. What do we say? No. Kriyashma, the Rosh seemed to say we want to be Makel, so in order for you to be able to say Kriyashma, or else it might be too difficult to say Kriyashma. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says even for the Kriyashma.
And he would say Kalakoma by Kriyashma.
Yeah, in other words, Kriyashma and everything else.
Yeah.
And the Mordechai, on page 4, He says, he quotes the Sefer Yireim, we'll see inside. Also lomar dama shebekdusha b'shmias kol shir. Shalisha. V'roseinu ben ha'ovek kacham an yoshim yeif asal v'sem afer t'rosecha t'chach ha'inan nizharim yelumod b'shmias kol shir noshim armos. So, yeah, take a look in the Yireim itself. On page 7. Rabbi says to say Bisha Erva, Rabbi Shmuel Kol Bisha Erva. Kol Hani Pesha of Yehudoi, Zal Gon Le'inyan Kriyashma. Those women, like in the, you know, in the Mid East, you know, they're always, you know, singing and hymning, humming, and you know. So even Kriyashma is also. No, if Kriyashma is Asur, then everything else should be Asur also. We'll see. Hold for a second. You see, because if you look in the Rambam, he says that really you're not allowed to say Kriyashma. I mean, the Sugin Brachas Pashas is referring to Kriyashma, so you're not allowed to say Kriyashma, it's an Erva. But Nebuch, we live in the Goyish countries where women are always singing, so what are we going to tell you? You can't say Kriyashma? So we'll be making even on Kriyashma.
Do you think that
the Tavis So the Rush is, so if you learn the Rush like the Madonna Yantif, he's saying that it's also, but will be Matir for Kriyashma. The Reim says really, and it could be the Reim is saying the same thing, that really it should be also for Kriyashma, and also for everything, but we were make for Kriyashma because, or else, well, how are you going to say Kriyashma? For Kriyashma?
Yes. I mean, if it's as an objective
erva. I'm telling you, Rav Harari, the objective erva is the mokum erva. That is the objective erva. Everything else could be questionable. I mean, even though we're machmir. That is the mokum erva. No one's going to say, you could say it in front of erva mamish, meaning the osa mokum. You understand? That's erva. That's the chafetz of erva. No, so all these other things are also erva, and maybe only the midrabanan. As I told you yesterday, that even if the chova of covering a woman's head is a daraisa, but the Issa of Crane say Kriyashma by all these Rabbanim. That's the famous Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know why I didn't put it in, I thought I put it in the packet, but maybe not. But he says, Bizman HaZeh, that women keep their, a lot of women have their hair uncovered, so we're not saying it's mutter to do that, but we're saying, therefore, that it's not an Erva anymore. Because the whole idea of an Erva is because it's supposed to be covered up. You see, the Mokum Erva is objective.
Everything else is because, meaning
for it to become an erva. Right. Not to say, in other words, it's a gzeiras akasiv, a woman has to cover their hair. But par rastrosha isha. So that's a gzeiras akasiv. Right? So that's not negotiable. But then, a totsah of having to cover your hair is it's a mokum mechusa, now it becomes an erva. So that, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that could change. To make it an erva, but not to make it mutter. You know, these are two different. That's what I want to stress. Those are two different halachas. One is the halacha of the chiyuv of doing it, In other words, another one when it becomes an erva. So the shok, we're saying, is, well, it depends if you hold like the Sefer Agudah or not. You know, it's an erva. It's maybe the Rabbanan Dika erva, and you're supposed to cover it, and therefore, you know, you could say the shok is more of an objective type of erva, and therefore, you know, that's why you have to cover it. It's because it's a mokum that can cause hair hurt, therefore you have to cover it. Whereas maybe the hair is only an erva because there's a chiyuv to cover it, then it became an erva. That's totally whether you hold like the Agudah or not. The Agudah is going to say that it's not a chova per se. It's because you have to cover it that makes it an erva.
In
the mokum they don't cover it, so then it's not an erva. That's what the
That's
Could be. So that's the so this Rambam, the Rambam page 9 says it's not talking about Kriyashma. It's talking about Nstam. You're not allowed to look up. I'm a stock alfil ve'etzvik tana shalisha ve'afil lishmo kol ha'erva or the lira sara osir. Right? So this is nothing talking about Kriyashma. This is an issa to it's an erva, so you're not allowed to listen to it. Nothing to do with Kriyashma. Hapasha said for this also, it's also during Kriyashma. The only question about Kriyashma is that maybe we can be Mekel Bashar because it's Eis Lasos Hashem. Yeah, the only thing is it's very, maybe. It's just hard to make that distinction in Metzius. Okay. Now who comes back again? The Be'er Sheva. Oh, our good friend the Be'er Sheva. We're back with the Be'er Sheva. So he writes, Tochochas Megula, Yofa. He's giving Musa. We're going to see your report, Hagon. The Sri Deish is going to say something like you soon. So he says that he wants to give Musar for women that sing Shabbos Miras. Because Miras Shabbos in Bachurim Zakenim, in the Orim Yachad. Men and women are singing at the table. So he says it's us, it's preachers. He says it's not only Kriyashma. The Lavdav Kriyashma, Allahu Adin Koldav Shabakdusha. Yeah. He says, "Vemus pleyed his gov, v'ene lochala Rabbi Yona, echav shalom lulu farish kol yisha erva liyadin kriyashma." Was the only kriyashma? Right, not only a din of kriyashma. Which the verse says, "Rav Nachman omer l'Rav Huda nishadir l'mar shlom l'yalta." You should say, "Send regards to Yalta." So it says, "No, kol yisha erva." If I'm going to be shalom shalom, she's going to answer me. Mishmo kamar, kol b'isha. So it's not only kriyashma. And then he says, maybe even he's not singing, because what is she going to sing him? Thank you. So he says. So he's learning. that obviously it's in all cases. And even a single woman. So he says that a woman shouldn't sing zmiris. If she's with a man that she's an erva to. Like Hannah. She can move her lips, but she should. So any man she's ever. I mean, that, so then only. So then any man she's an ever to. Then he has a cash out. You should read. What about Shoftim? Vatosher Devora. Baruch ben Aminoyim. So it says that was up here. No, Pashup Shah Vatosher Devora doesn't mean she sang. What does it mean?
Shir is not a song.
She recited a poem.
She
recited a poem.
Devora is a
shir. Right. She recited. So Vatosher Devora doesn't mean Devora sang. It means Devora said a poem.
What about Miriam?
The four pros be Israel. Yeah. I thought you have to go to the limb.
Hatasha
means she said the. Yeah, she said the Shira is a poem.
Say these words.
Yeah. And I told you, the rabbi from the Living Torah Museum said that they didn't even dance. Becholos just means like a tambourine. They just shuck the tambourine.
Okay, but
even that in the end, he's more into the singing aspect. Yeah, so maybe. So look on page 14. It says, Eishim is Nora, Mishmias Kol Zemer, Eishim Shas Kriyashma. That's who? Who said that? Right, yeah. Afil b'ishto, avol kol haragil bo eino erva. And the Morgan of Rome says, afil p'nuya ein b'Eben Ezra, kol zemre eishas ish lolam otzer b'shmoro. Yeah. But now take a look in Eben Ezra. Yes. Well, let's look now at Hilchos Ishus on page 15. Yes.
Rebbe explains that Kol Haragil Bo. What do you say that? You mean in a voice, and you're going to sing all the time? I mean, I'm used to it. What voice that is Kol Haragil Bo?
Yeah, Kol Haragil Bo. Used to speaking
all the time.
Right.
Thank you.
So look in on page 15, Rav Telki, Chaf Aleph. So Chazal Mitzrachim Minoshim Meod, also Litzchokim Ma'od, yeah. And then he writes, the last three lines on page 16, the Osir Lishmoa Kol Erva, Olira Sara. Schavel Lechem Eilu Advarim Makim Oso Makas Mardis. So, Be Shmuel says, "Kol erva aval kol pnuya kol ishto muter." El b'shas tefila aser. Tav kol erva aser, aval kol dibur shala muter. So he's saying kol pnuya is okay. the kol ishto, which is the Magen Avraham said even pnuyah is also. He's saying kol pnuyah is okay. Where's the Bhagavad Gita?
It looks okay.
But the post can point out that when he says Kol Pnuyah is okay, it means before she reaches the age of which she gets her period.
Maybe he does not
have. Yeah, let's assume it is. Kol Ishto Nida is a separate discussion that we had in the Hilchos of Nida this year. Rav Moshe has a tshuva.
Isn't like the 3 days a big tshuva?
We're going to get to them. Easy, slow. So Rav Moshe on page 22, he says a tshuva of Yecheskel Gruber. What about little kids? So he says that Kol Pnuyah is mutter. So lo b'shas tefila. Pasha shekavanas tukam chol erba chayvi ladin. Okay, Masha Batirim Pipnuya, who dafka Ksha'ina Nida, Rahim Moshe. So he says, Ain Ber Hetev, Shavi Shaber Sheva Kosov, Beim Sul Ben Amona, Kanosu Masha Shu'afa Bishul Tahora, Kalandina Rabba Matirim. In other words, the Ber Sheva is the biggest machmir, right? He says, even Pnuya is also. Even a pnuyah is not an either. So he says, that far we don't go, Rav Moshe says. She's not married, but the question is, but he's master that even if she's not an either. Amaladina Rabu and Matirim. So but Bishas Kriya Shema, that's the Magana, that's the Magana Avraham Masas even Pnuya. Even though the Be'er Sheva's Mashma that Pnuya is always awesome, but we only assume it's for Kriya Shema. But again, when Moshe holds Ag girls today, once their age of getting their period, then you don't have the heter of pnuya, right? So, but if it's arayas, then it's aser. All arayas are aser. To hear their singing voice, even Shalom B'Shas Kriyishma. And B'Shas Kriyishma, then we have the Kula, then we have Machmir even on the Pnuya, etc. And yeah, so one second. So the Chassid Sofer has a tshuva here on page 26. It says, Yes, mas kol hanoshim bein hanoshim to'evehi, ki eri yichoshev. Nusra, hanoshim nosim libam b'kol hanoshim, kol yisho erva, maves yitzro. Feel shum devar mitzvah, lohutar. Even if it's, you want to consider it a dvar mitzvah, it's asa. Some, for example, they were getting together to greet the king. Kugel mitzvah is kovet hamelech. Pshita shkola mitzvah nitchaz v'vichet hir avera. V'var nachol mucho shakol. Kolshum havaras das kolshum lo yirav lo yimotza keis himo tzchok pinu v'shanein arino. And then he writes, kol zemer b'shas tefila, nan anchum min mutarum b'shmo kol zemer isha fil pnu yishen anida b'shas tefila during kriyashma b'shas tefila. So I was on page 26, now I'm on page 27. It came around the call the Isha Erva in Kain HaKol HaMsalech Me'ezes HaNoshim Le'ezes HaNoshim Ora Hirom Bito HaKavona Anachnu Maminim Shazos HaTfil Ezeh Hashem Lo Yikubo Vato Kol Zmiras HaNoshim Be'ez HaKnesses Shul HaMishash HaNoshim. Yeah, the women shouldn't be singing.
What about, like,
the shul? Right, so the Chasam Sofer would not be happy. Would not be happy. It didn't happen in the Chasam Sofer shul. That's the Chasam Sofer. Oh, so now, there's a Choshev Sefer. You have to see two Gemaras on page 17. The Gemara says, "Amar Yitzchak, kol ha'omer rochav rochav miyad nikri." If a person says rochav rochav, rochav was a zona. So if you mention her name, that's going to cause page 17. It's cause zera to come out, right? It's going to incite the person. So the Rav Nachman says, "I said rochav rochav, nothing happened. No, ki kamina biyoda umakira." Because if you know her and you know what she looks like, and then you say it, so you just say rochav rochav, so it doesn't mean anything. But if you know her, that's one Gemara. And then the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on page 18 says about looking at women's clothing. So the Gemara says even if she's not wearing them, even if they're just hung up on the wall, you can't look. But the Gemara says, if it's clothing that atiki, so she wore already, and you saw her already in that outfit, and now you're looking at the outfit, so that's going to remind you of her. But if you never saw her before, he should know. Lo shchichi, aval shar begadim shchichi ve'inum lenoi lo masik hadayti lahar. So this is a chashuv sefer called the Beis Sharim. You know the Beis Sharim?
Amram ben Yitzhak Yaakov.
Yeah, very good. Now who had the yeshiva Beis Sharim?
Who? A very new Beis Sharim.
Who's the yeshiva Beis Sharim? Who? A little, you did? At 16th Avenue in Borough Park, Rabbi Menashe Klein. That's all. She was very sharp. I think his wife was a Bloom.
Who?
Bloom. So he says like this. Who's what he writes? He says, "Nichtavo Reb Shabbos Chibalti v'Nafshim Shem also be in ha photograph." So, in other words, It's like a tape recorder, I guess. You know, for us, call it a CD, whatever you want to call it. It means not live, not live music. What? Here. Shemnagim nigunim, kami noshim. They have nigunim from women. Imutal shmo, mishum kol isha erva. And this was a new thing. So what's the story? So he says, like this. So the Gemara talks about Yodel Makira, right? So he says, look what he writes on page 21. Sof dovar kol nishma dimo ra isha zu. Whereas, a woman singer, he never saw this woman. He doesn't know what she looks like. I shall call you some holiday photograph. May all of Amy's or Medina, the small call. It's not, who are over, but I'll never, no, it's not, still not the best thing. But if you never saw her, you know, there is, so, somebody singing, you're at a thing, and you don't want to, you know, cause a whole thing. So someone's singing, and you don't want to walk out, it'll cause a thing. So if you don't look, maybe there's a tzad to... Yeah, you don't...
There's a woman herself. Here is just...
Yeah.
A recording.
Because the voice is
the voice is
not, these are not, you know, we're not saying this is the, but he's saying that there could be Medina, it's Kalisha that you've seen and you know what she looks like, and that will cause the
over a photograph. Why does it help if you can't, why do you not be, why can't you see her? Let's say you do see her. What does that
you do see her? So then when you hear her singing, you're going to be...
That's only if it leads to that. But if it's...
Yeah, well, we assume it'll lead to that.
I'm saying sometimes if it's I'm saying how we call it, if it's at all...
What, if she doesn't have a good voice? What?
Right, if something is only his voice. It's a 90-year-old singing, so...
But if you... That's an urban.
If it's the classic story of Rumba Vada, they have, like, this famous singer, and he did... This woman was an amazing singer, and he listened to it, but he didn't know what she looked like. And then one day, some guy just said, "Oh, by the way, here's what she looks like," and then he never listened to it again.
Oh, so that's this thing.
Yeah,
in other words, if it's alive.
Let's get a report. Let me report it online. But
is he making that distinction, or he's only saying it because you stumble? If she's going to be there, you're going to see her.
Those Gemaras are more durable.
Right. But look, we're not saying this is. Could you apply the Beisharim to that? You know, but certainly if it's recorded and you know, so that can, and you don't see, and you don't know who the woman is, you don't know what she looks like. So based on those Gemaras that we just saw, he's saying it's hard to be cool.
Make it
No, okay, but he doesn't say that. Yeah, I don't know. That's your svara. Yeah. Okay, so that. Yeah.
Can you read the Tshuva for Moshe Rabbeinu? There's a full article on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Article for Lisa.
Okay.
Basically, allows it nowadays for multiple reasons. It's like a long piece on it for, you know, purposes of not.
Well, let's look at the famous Tshuva, Max.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah, Max? Well, that's like we discussed before. If the idea of, like, the Sefer Agudah, right? So if some things are not going to order the hearer, maybe then the Erva goes away. That's the question.
Does it make a difference if it is a requires that the voice is a recording as opposed to...
Yeah, I don't know. I can't prove that for sure. I think maybe he's just saying recording, because recording is...
Voice is distorted.
No, because you don't see the person.
But if you
but if she's there, you're probably going to see her.
Yeah, well, if you start...
Not everyone thinks that, you know, the body's very mach, but even the recorded things, I think it's...
But the Beis Shorim holds its mutter if you turn your back, even if it's a live thing.
I don't know, he doesn't speak down. I don't want to put words into his...
Right.
Okay, so now the most famous tshuva in the modern Orthodox world, the most famous tshuva, is this tshuva of the Sri Deish on page 29. This is this is the tshuva. I don't realize that, you know, when he wrote this tshuva, how far... He paskin for the Irgun Yeshurun. Page 29. This youth organization called Yeshurun that was in France. And they follow the German Shita.
About Breuer.
Yeah. So the question is, co-ed, that was one problem people had with it. And they would sing Zmiris together, men and women. So that was a question. So he says, so first of all, just them being together, men and women, you know, that's the sugya of last year. You know, so the first thing is that the men and women, you know, co-ed environment. That's the Gemara and Sukkah.
Was that necessarily a coalition?
No, nothing to do with the coalition. And the second question was, of the Kalisha. Because Mokum Shir Salva, so the Sri Day says, when the people on page 30, when the people in the organization asked him, he told them to continue. Because people will assimilate. You know, it's better to be together with Jews than to be together with non-Jews. And, you know, intermarriage. People think that intermarriage is rampant. Right? It can be rampant. Yeah. So, you know, people are so chora. You know, so that's. And he says, in the German, the Gedolim in German, were Bucky B'chachmas HaChinuch. Chei Hitzlichu. Mashallah, Allah be... They were more Batzliach than the Gaone Lita U'Polen. So he says, Rav Azriel Hildesheimer, he says, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, he saw Rabbi Israel Hildesheimer giving shiurim with Tanakh and Shulchan Aruch for women. He said, if a Rav from Lita would have done that, they would fire him. But he says, Halavai ki yechelki began Eden imagona tzadik Rabbi Israel Hildesheimer. Because Eis Lasos L'Hashem. Zeis Lashon Shel Hashem. That's the Pashup shot. You know, all the Kiruv organizations. Zeis Lashon Shel Hashem. Eferu Sarasecha.
Not a very long endorsement.
1 second, we didn't get up to that yet.
No, that's what...
We did Rabbani Polo Mogul Mishnagal, yep. So he says, and you know how much the intermarriage and is and assimilation. So then he writes here, but what about... So first he says, what about that there's no... they're sitting together. And he quotes the whole sugya in Sukkah. He says that if it's not... He says... So he says, during shul, you have to have a mechitza. But when you're in a wedding or things like that, so it could be separate seating is good enough. No, but these places even do more than separate seating. So. Okay. But then he says, what about Kol Isha? So he says, let me just finish with this. Kol Isha. So what is he saying? He says, Yadu machlokas rishonim. Rav Haigon ran Mordechai Sovim Kol Isha erva davka lenin kriyashma. Rosh omer lav in kriyashma. And then the question is, what did the Rosh mean? Right? As we saw. The MS, he wants to pass a loss on a rush. The love dafka in the Kirishma, the Olam also the Shmo, that like what people said here. That it means for everything is Asr. When the rush says that, who had the Shmo, the Lola Kirishma. And that's how the Gros said. But the Rambam doesn't bring this din in the Kirishma, El Hilchas Yisrei Bia. Maybe the Rambam is learning like the Rosh, that it's only also the Shmo Kol Erva, Mashra Sheisru the Shmo, Aval Lo Kol Pnuya. So you want to say, Rav Haigon, because of came leaning Kriyashma is also, Chay Pirish the Mayav leaning Kriyashma. Aval Shalom B'Shas Kriyashma, Mudo the Shmo Kol Pnuya, I'm Shulchan Aruch. Right, so when it's Shalom B'Shas Kriyashma, then it's only an Erev. That's the Beis Shmuel. But it says, for us it doesn't matter, because all these girls are Nidus. So it's an Erev. So what's the Heter? So page 32. So he says, Gagon at Sadiq Rav Israel Hilda Simon, the gain at Gagon Rav Shamshan Rafal Hesh! Whoa! The Frankfurt, he teared with Zmiras Kodesh, the Zamer Yachad.
He permitted Zmiras on page 32, third line, second line, Atamishim de Trey Kolel O Mishtamoy. Maybe when people sing it together, you can't make out any one voice. Ronocha Daitim is there. Then they wanted to say maybe it's mutter because it says Vatosha Dvora Barak Ben Aminoam, but we said that's not so poshut that that's
poetry.
Yeah. And because the Mishnah says Rambam left out the Din Kol Isha Vilchas Kriyashma. So he says, "Shem Sharamim Sover." he say for the cast of Mishnah because of Ram Hishmi. Ram says Kol v'sei lo nemra in kriyashma. And he also learned us Mikola. Ram Hilchasim Bia brings it down. Masha Shrach Bis. So this is what you said. Hagon. Rav Hagler Shlita. The Gol Rav Hagler Shlita. He says, maybe it's the Rambam brings it down in Yisribiya, it's only Mistakel Kedei Lehanos Oser. You're looking at her to get pleasure. Shemud Lukos Kriya Shemud Shemud Kol Zemesh Alisha Vora Sara. Now, so could be Krishma is okay because Enum Chavin Lenos Mimenem. But maybe the issue is only to get. In other words, if you're saying Krishma, there's some singing voice, you're not paying attention, so you're hearing it, but that's not the. The issue is only. And the Machmirim Asik Shas Krishma. So the Machlok is whether it's also B'Shas Krishma or not. Those that are Asr, Rishas Kriyashma, Bechol Ofen. So, Shalom Bishas Kriyashma, it's only Asr, Shemitz Chavin Lehanos. How much what you said, Rav Hagla? King Yishlom Hashem, Zmiyus Kodesh, Ein Mokhosh, Yitz Chavin Lehanos, Bikol Isha. So he says during Zmiras they're not having kavana lehenos. Sometimes that comes from posing lesser rakol zemer after gemara number called stam shem zemer gorim liritava. So Zmiras kodesh zemer or regish faker. When you have Zmiras, you have a regish of kedusha. And he says and even kriyashma. Af mishas em begin ti bchol chav lem libel tfiloso tfilo shein shome oso ilo hafsik. So he says so that's his so he says that it's not their chiba. The Shem Shemayim, it's not. Just the Rambam doesn't bring it down even in Hilchas Kriyashma. Right? Because why? The assumption is because you're Kriyashma, you're not having Kavod and Lehenos. You're having, you say Kriyashma, some of the thing. So he doesn't bring it down in Kriyashma. And the other. But where he does bring it down is in Yisribiya, because then it's talking about when you're doing things with a woman to get pleasure from. So when they're singing the Zmiras together at the Shabbos table, or, you know, at a co-ed camp or a co-ed thing, so that's what he's being made of. Okay. You see, there, Beis Sharm's Heter could be, first of all, it's only on the recorded. And also, they're everyone's co-ed environment, so the guys and the girls all know each other, you know, so it's not like someone you never saw before. So that has is not going to be there. Question is there any svara to be makel, according to the Beis Sharim, if it's, in other words, did he mean to only be matir recorded music, not seeing it, or maybe even if it's not recorded, if you don't know what she looks like? You know, I don't want to put words into the Beis Sharm's, you know. Yeah, you want to say something, Elon?
No.
No.
I always like to hear.
Of the realms of the din in India, right? The realms of the din in India, not a din in Krishna. So
that's going to be
the realm thinks that it's not. So if it's not a din in Krishna, then it must be that you make everyone calls that it's a mystery, and that's what Rabbi Gal said back then. No, earlier in the temple.
Yeah, it's just that we're makel. Right.
The Shema of Lakrishma must be like the Rosh, but it depends on how you're learning it.
Right.
Sort of where you're going.
You learned that maybe Krishma we gave a kula because Eis Lassos Lashem and such. Okay. So because, there could be some kulas in certain situations, but...
Broadway show.
Yeah, that would be the Nafkamina, but a Broadway show, if you don't look at during the singing, you don't know who the woman is, you don't look. So if you assume like that, maybe, because there's some tzara. Maybe, I'm not saying for sure.
Is there any hefesh, I understand that, if you hear recorded music, you need to know what she looks like?
There's certain kasha verabadim that are quoted that used to go to the opera.
That's the custom, could give you where you don't see the person.
Right, but I'm saying the opera, they would make them on the opera.
Yeah, the costume. The
yeah, but I'm saying, but they're
clear.
Right, but it's live music. Right? The Ferrari, the opera, those that went to the opera.
What about the other way? What I'm recorded, you know what she looks like.
So, if recorded, those she looks like, it's probably worse than live, where you don't know what she looks like.
Yeah. What about the choir? You have a lot of
calling. Yeah, so that's called Craig Coley, but. Mustafa, the recorder that you know what she looks like is more chumber than than live that you don't know what she looks like.
A different, if you have someone who's singing the Star Spangled Banner, if you see them, all the hekerem, would Ava apply here or theoretically not, considering it's a riot?
You mean Ava to do what? To walk out?
No, walking out would cause Ava.
Right. Unless you say that if you hold a kolisha, Erev is only a din derabanan. That's the question.
If you sing along,
No, because I don't think that's going to help. Because this person's singing at such a high volume, and you're humming along, that you can't say trei koli lo mishtamai. That somebody's if you equal volume, then maybe you can say okay.
But the Gemara's not too.
Yeah.
The Gemara's not
too. Yeah.
It wasn't so clear on the
Okay.